Hi Mickey, I'm being a bit lazy today and I thought I'd make an audio file instead of typing it out because I think it'd be easier for me to explain what I would do. It's always going to be difficult for yourself to decide whether you want to purchase products and give them to the customer or you want to let the customer buy them themselves. Now obviously you will need to have the funds to buy the products and stuff like that. Obviously if it's a large amount of money, i.e. a computer, then obviously you would need to take a deposit, maybe 50% deposit, cover the cost of all the parts, just in case they back out. You would always then have that deposit and you can write in your terms and conditions what the rules are and stuff like that. But personally, when it comes to buying products, I would buy the products and then sell them to the customer at a markup, a little bit more marked up than what you've gotten for. You can always find deals online and you would buy them from different places to get the best deal possible. And then you're still giving the customer a good service because you're giving them a good product with your knowledge, and also they're getting a good product and they're paying that price. Now, if you obviously let them purchase that themselves, that means you don't have to give them the money. That means they're paying for it, but that means you've also missed the opportunity to get a little bit of extra cash there, which is going to help. Now obviously the more parts that you're selling means the more profit for yourself. So for instance, if you're building a computer and you spec a computer out and you know, and you're giving it to them just on the, you're building it just for a cost. Say, for instance, you build a computer for $100. That means you've only earned $100, where for a skilled technician, you can charge a bit more money because obviously of your knowledge that you're giving them. You're also giving them a one-to-one service and you're helping them pick out their parts and stuff like that. And you can also go and find them and source the parts that have got best offers on so you can get the best prices. And that way you can still give the customer a really high-end system and you can also make profit on those products. So for instance, every shop that you go and buy a product from will vary in prices. And the reason for that is because each shop has different pricing. You know, so for instance, you can go and buy a t-shirt in one shop and it might be $10. Walk down a road and see the same t-shirt with the same logo, same everything, and it's now $15. And that's because everyone's got different pricing. So my personal opinion is charge them, you know, for the product, get the products yourself and then put a little bit on top, especially if you get a deal. Say, for instance, you see solid state drives for $100 and they're normally priced at $180. Well, I'd buy a few of those at one time and that means you've saved yourself $80. They will eventually go and you will make yourself $80 each time because you charge them the full price. And you can always tack a little bit on top. Now remember, you can't compete with the big manufacturers like, say, Amazon and companies like that, because obviously they buy mass bulk and you're buying small quantities. So that will reflect in the price. So if you go to a small shop, you're always going to pay a little bit more to one of those smaller shops. And that's exactly what you are. So you charge a little bit extra. But also what you're doing is you're giving them your knowledge and your experience, and also giving them the right products so they don't end up buying a load of crap. So yeah, there is money to be made there, and I would definitely start charging for products and also getting them yourself and also specking out stuff. And then also as well, another thing to point out on with PC builds and stuff like that, you'll probably see how some of these big companies, what they do is they don't specify the motherboard itself, the model number and stuff like that. They'll just say it's got X, Y, and Z chip in it, i5. Now, you know yourself, there's a big wide range of different types of i5s and also i7s, different generations and different model numbers. And it's the same thing with motherboards. There'll be a wide range of different chipsets, some high-end chipsets, some mid-range chipsets, also budget chipsets, budget boards, which are only like 25-30 quid or $30. So yeah, you have to look at that, because sometimes someone might not need the high-end motherboard and things like that, so you're going to be spending a lot of money on that and wasting your time. So you can always put depending on what the needs are for that customer, you would spec it out exactly what they would need. So if they only need something to surf the web on and download emails and watch YouTube videos and stuff like that, but then you can build a machine around their what they're going to be using it for, and then you can also give them a price, and you would obviously go and find the best deals possible and then build them that machine, and then make a bit of money on the hardware, and then also make money on the build itself. And that's it. And as for the pricing for solid state drives, upgrade, what I would charge, it's going to depend really on person to person, area to area, where you live, because obviously some areas are more saturated than others. And that means that, for instance, Bob down the road, who's charging $100 to buy a solid state drive and then clone the drive across, you might not be able to charge those prices, because obviously your area is heavily saturated and competitive, and you may have to lower your pricing to suit your area. So it's just going to depend really on what you think your experience and your sort of worth really. So I would normally go with, if you're very experienced and you know you're good at what you do, then charge a fair price, a good price, and that way don't lower your prices to an unreasonable amount. Like, is say for instance, I've seen companies charging $25 for malware removal, you know, $40 for transferring data across and stuff like this, and all these silly prices. And obviously they're going bankrupt within a year because they can't make any money. And that's because they're probably not professional enough and they're not charging enough money. What you're doing as a PC repair tech is a professional job. If you do a proper job, you know those prices are just stupid. And, you know, pizza techs, as they would call them, you know, secondary income type of people. You know, if you're doing this for a business and you're trying to make money, you've got to charge good money for that particular work for it. And if people don't want to pay that money, they'll go somewhere else. And if the laptop is old or something like that, 6 to 7 years old, and it's not worth repairing and it's going to cost them a lot of money, then you just tell them it's not worth repairing. It's 6 years old. It's going to cost you more than what that laptop is worth. And you just be truthful to them. So at the end of the day, it depends on how long you want to last and how much you want to charge. So for instance, if you're charging for a fresh install of Windows and you're charging $25 or $30 to do that, then you're going to have to sell a lot of volume for that to make a lot of money. Whereas if you charged a proper amount of money for doing that particular type of job, then obviously you won't have to have as much work coming in. And so just have to work it all out, what suits you and what suits your area and what suits your business really, and how what you think you're worth, your time's worth. So for instance, if you're spending, I don't know, an hour on a computer to do a job, then how much is your time worth for that hour? You have to sort of average it out. It's all swings and roundabouts. Some jobs you can actually start and walk away from and then come back, and then you do a bit more and walk away. But the whole thing took, say, for instance, 4 hours. Well, you never stood at the computer for 4 hours. And also, if you're on site, that's another thing. You know, you're going to have to charge more money when you're on site, because obviously you're there and you're watching Windows install. You can't walk away. You're going to have to sit there. So there's loads of variables that you have to sort of take into account. Anyway, I hope this one helps you out. I hope this answers your questions there, Mikey. I just thought it would be a lot easier to do this. And yeah, so anyway, I hope it answers your question. Catch you later.